Well, the sermon title of this passage is The Burial of the King. And I added a subtitle, After It Is Finished. And we will look at the end of the life of Jesus on the cross. Last week I preached on Jesus on the cross. And we hope today, at this moment, to look at his final breath. And sometimes people who know that they will die in a short period, they prepare their burial. They think through about the things, how the service will be go, what kind of things needs to be done. And especially for a king or a queen, there is a scenario in which everything is worked out until the last detail. And we see this also with Christ. God had prepared everything, up to every detail. And even the moment of death, everything was preordained by God. And everything was under God's control. And Jesus' crucifixion was no accident, but fully foretold and worked out according to God's sovereign plan. And even when we read about, for example, the fact that he was buried in the grave of a rich man, it was foretold in God's word that this would be happening. And we will have three main points today. The first is the last hours on the cross. Secondly, the immediate results after Jesus' death. And thirdly, Jesus' burial. So in the first place, we will look at the last hours on the cross, from verse 33 up to 37. And this describes the last hours of Jesus' suffering on the cross. It fulfills the written words of the prophets. And he was drinking the cup of bitterness to the last drop. And the Romans, they started the cruel crucifixion at the third hour in the morning, which is 9 o'clock. And now we read that it was, at this moment, the sixth hour. So it was 12 o'clock, the moment that the sun was at its hottest. It was the middle of the day. And we read something extraordinary happened at that moment. Something unusual. There was darkness over the whole land. In the final hours on the cross, on the most difficult moments, the sky darkened, the sun dimmed, and left the land in a deep, deep darkness. 3 hours long, the day turned into night. And without doubt, people asked themselves, what happened? What's happening at this moment? They had to stop their works and their jobs. Impossible, there was a kind of a fear that they asked themselves, What happened? And that fear filled the hearts of the Israelites. And definitely, they had to recognize this is a sign of God, because no human is able to turn off the sunlight. But they did not recognize that it was from God's self and that it has to do with Christ. And how often they asked Jesus for a sign. And today they receive a big sign. Whole country, it darkened. Everyone saw this. The whole country saw this. And this darkness is like the darkness we saw that was over Egypt, when the Pharaoh hardened his heart, and that God brought the darkness. And at this moment we see this darkness when Jesus is on his last hours, his final hours. And when we think about the sunlight, we need sunlight to live. Without light and without the radiance, there is no life. This is a primary need, sunlight. But think about this. While Christ, the Son of Righteousness, hung at the cross, the sunlight failed. And this black darkness, it displayed the displeasure and the judgment of God upon the humanity. And they crucified his only beloved Son, Jesus Christ. They hung him on the cross. They nailed him. And the hiding of the sun revealed the people of Israel. There was no doctrine for them who'd serve them to salvation. It was no temple, no offering, no rituals, not because they belonged to a kind of a family, but only this mediator, this Jesus, and this Christ. And for Jesus, it was the horror of humanity's sin. It represented the darkness upon his soul he felt at that moment. He who knew no sin was made sin for us. He, the fountain of life. He who was the creator of life. He who is the beginning of life. He who is the root of life. He took all the sin upon himself. In the anger of God's wrath that should have fallen at the sinner, it fell upon the sacrifice, Jesus Christ. Well, he was the most righteous. He was the most sinless person. He had never done wrong. And we see with all of his power at this moment, Jesus, he cries out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. Which translated is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And this is a very bitter prayer. A very bitter prayer we find also in Psalm 22, the first verse. And in this bit is the bitterness of the last drops of the most concentrated sin, which was on Christ. And we see this cry come out from the hearts of Christ. It comes from the inside. He took all the guilt upon him. He took all the responsibility of the sin upon him. He took all the wickedness upon him, the sinfulness of man. He took the evil upon him. He took all the crime upon him. He took all the trespasses upon him. All the blasphemy he took upon him. And all the ungodliness. And he, while he hung on the cross, he took all these things upon his shoulders. Oh, the black terror of sin. We never, never lower down the terror of sin. That we, if we are doing sin, we must recognize the darkness of it and the terror of it. And Jesus, he experienced the condemnation of poor sinners in taking the sin upon him. It brought him to a depth. It brought him even to the end of his life. And taking the curse of the sin, there was, as it were, a gap or a separation between him and the Father. In ourselves, our sins brings a division from us and to the